This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50 plus, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owners' racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clipped, streaming June 4th only on Hulu. You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.
Hi, guys. This is Teddy Mellencamp, and I'm joined by my friend Emily Simpson for our new spinoff show, Popping Off, where we are digging deep on this season of Vanderpump Rules. Hi, guys. Welcome to another episode of Popping Off with myself, Teddy Mellencamp,
and Emily Simpson. Thanks for joining us.
We are excited because I'm excited because I don't think I could fall asleep for about 2 hours after I finished watching The Valley.
I just watched it this morning and then I had to get some food and a drink and it was a
get
lot.
Your life together.
Yeah, like, yeah, yeah. It like wore me out. I needed some protein after watching that.
Like nothing makes you feel like you have your life together like watching them on The Valley. I was like, wow, I'm really thriving.
I was like, my relationship with Shane is like 10 out of 10 after watching this.
I know. It's like a super doozy. But before, I mean, I guess this is, we're staying on The Valley, but before we get into the recaps, let's do some headlines. Okay. This first one is everywhere. We're seeing it everywhere. We saw traces of this months ago when Jax was in a picture with his publicist. Brittany Cartwright has unfollowed Jax Taylor and their publicist Lori on Instagram. This came from Steph with Da Deets. I want to be clear in case you want to follow Steph with Da Deets. A Reddit user posted, Jax is in my city and a friend of mine found out at a bar he was at and went to get the tea. He said he is for sure single. We knew this, but he wanted the whole bar to know. He told someone, yeah, I'm single now. Try not to get hurt. I'm playing it safe. Then proceeded to F his publicist in the bathroom. He also apparently wanted to have a chill night, then walked into the bar and yelled, who's got a bag for me?
Okay.
If this is true, it isn't the first time Jax has been caught having sex in a bathroom. But I may or may not have gone onto Lori's Facebook to do a little intel. I mean, for me to have
of
to go
course
to freaking
you did.
Facebook.
Does she not have an Instagram?
It was smaller things for me to see. So I was like, I need to get to where the
You need to go to where the middle-aged women go.
That I need to Facebook. Go where my people like to be. And that's Facebook. She's what I've seen is she's married with twin boys. I don't know if that marriage is no longer happening or if it was not happening prior. But what I can say about this, if you are Jax Taylor's publicist and you have repped him all these years and you want to bone him,
Yeah. What is wrong with you?
I have concerns for this professional. Like, your job, like, and especially as a publicist, your job is to organize the press
and not make him look
be
good.
The press, not be the press. Right. You're in the press now. You, and now, in not a shocking turn of events.
Well, maybe she goes all out for her client. She's like, look, Jax, you haven't been getting a lot of press lately. No one's really interested in you anymore. So how about this?
Do you think this was all a ploy to sell more hair loss products?
I don't know how that relates to hair loss products, but if someone told him that would work, I'm sure he'd jump on it.
There's one photo in particular where, like, say this is Jax right here.
Yeah.
This is Jax's head, and this is the publicist. And they thought that was a good idea of a picture to post?
No, that was not a good idea. That picture is creepy. And now it's even more cringe knowing that they're actually, like, I guess, whatever they are. What are they? How do you define that?
I mean, I don't know. I, by the sound of it, it seems like they're pretty open about where they are. Brittany now has probably had to find herself a new publicist. But the thing that also makes this all very incestual is that most of the Vanderpump Rules and the Valley people all share these publicists. They all kind of came up together, and Lori reps a lot of those people. She also reps Luann.
Oh, well, she gets around.
She gets around. But I have a question. If you were then in search of a publicist for you and Shane, let's just pretend Shane wanted one as well.
You're going to have to pretend really hard.
Would you want to hire someone that has already made out publicly with their client? You trust her to do what's right?
No. I mean, she's banging her clients, so allegedly. So, I mean, not that, like, I wouldn't trust Shane at all. I would trust Carmen Electra being my publicist. That's how much I trust Shane. So,
but I mean,
me personally, I just wouldn't want someone. I wouldn't consider her a professional at that point. She's too in the mix. She's not, you know, she's not doing well. I mean, she's going all out for her job, but, like, in all the wrong ways.
And also, I thought my Google Images was, like, off, because when I also wanted to, like, Google multiple photos of Lori so I could really get invested, there's, like, a similarity between the two gals.
Between her and Brittany?
Yes. Like, there's like, I was like, hold on. Like, I had to research, and there's all these side-by-sides of the two girl. Like, I'm like, none of this is tracking. None of this is tracking to me. I feel like my guess is he out to try to make Brittany feel like shit, because we've seen all these other reports that she was the breadwinner and he couldn't take it. I'm guessing from the Weight Watchers money. I don't know, but.
So you're saying this was like a premeditated type of thing to get back at her, like a revenge thing.
Well, I mean, in the history of when men cheat, most of the time it's because they're feeling inferior. And it wasn't Weight Watchers. It was Jenny Craig.
It was Jenny Craig.
Sorry. Sorry, Weight Watchers. I meant Jenny Craig. I got the wrong slogan. But I feel like he may be doing that. I don't know. I just don't know why you would do it in such a public way.
I don't know, but it's really hard to watch the episodes and hear them talk about their relationship knowing what we know now. Like, I want to throw stuff at the screen.
But also, what a hypocrite. Like, we're all hypocrites to some extent, but, like, you can't go that hard for somebody else that has an affair when now we're watching you in real time, and it's playing out on Vanderpump Rules and on The Valley. This has been kind of a brilliant crossover, because they're both.
It really has. I get confused about which scene came from which show. I'm like, wait, was that The Valley or was that Vanderpump?
I know, because it's completely immersed now, which is.
Yeah.
What was the word that Jax didn't know what it was?
Superfluous.
Which is so superfluous. I'm just going to start using it unnecessarily throughout.
He was like, superfluous?
I was like, oh, Jax, you might need to go back to acting class. But yeah, it's definitely been a lot. I feel my heart goes out to Brittany, because I do think Brittany is a nice human being.
I think so too. I really like her. And you know what? She's been his ride or die from day one. She always is taking up for him. And that's hard to find. Even when he's wrong, she still, you know, tries to make excuses for him. She gets in there. I've been watching. Have you watched the Jackson Brittany Take Kentucky? Like, that's on Peacock right now.
No.
So yes, there's like six episodes. So I was watching that, and he goes home to Kentucky with her, and she's like, I don't know. She has this good wholesome family from Kentucky, and I don't know, Brittany. I feel badly for you. So, you know, if you want to come on the podcast and talk about how badly you feel,
yeah, we're
here game. For you,
and we've got your back. I mean, how do you even get an interview with Jax now? Because Lori is the publicist that you reach out to. So
she's like, no comments.
Yeah, we're going to have to wait a little bit to do press. No shit. And are you going to be in there? Are we going to ask you questions too? Or are you just going to let us take your client on your own and then you'll get him in the bathroom later?
Right.
Like, it's bananas.
He does like the bathroom sex.
He does. Do you?
I don't think I've ever had sex in a bath. Well, yeah. Okay. Like a shower. Yeah.
I mean, I've had sex in one public bathroom with Edwin.
But not a public bathroom, like my own bathroom, like where I live in my home.
No, I have had one at in a public bathroom, but you want to hear the creepy part?
I don't know. Do I?
It was at the Mondrian where the party was.
Oh.
But a million years ago, we were like at an appropriate, not that it's ever appropriate to have public sex, but like we were at the age where like you hear those types of things and you're like, okay. But we have to remember, these people are our age.
They are our age. Well, your age. I'm slightly older.
I mean, everyone knows that.
I know. Thank you.
But we'll get into it more after. But let's get into Joe going to Instagram Live to answer some questions about Schwartz.
One fan asks, did you ever suck off Schwartz? To which her friend, who was with her during the IG Live, answered, well, they were in a relationship, and Joe continued, yeah, of course I did. He was really good at sex. Another fan asked, do you think Schwartz is your other half? And she said, yes, I do, but I think it's going to take some time. Her friend added, yeah, you have said that for a long time. Then Joe makes weird Joe noises. You want to break that down?
Well, I think, okay, Joe did not come off as this demure, nervous individual that we've been seeing on television. She came off confident and like, let's go. I am ready to, you know, be hilarious. And it really just, to me, came off as obnoxious and kind of rude, especially because Katie just had her back. Like, remember, Katie had her back. Yeah. She said, yeah.
Well, did she have her back or did she just not want to answer?
No, she said, like, I was given crumbs, so I understand where she's coming from and blah, blah, blah. But why do you need to bring up their sex life? Because that actually has nothing to do with you and him. Like, he's not, even though I wish, I mean, I like them together. I can't help but like Katie and Schwartz dynamic from time to time.
You don't like Schwartz and Joe?
No.
You just don't like Joe.
She was going hard with these statements, and I just thought it was kind of mean. And she's already done the, like, she posted the thing for Rachel about Rachel being better dressed than Katie. Like, I'm like, why are you going for Katie? This is not Katie. It's Schwartz that is deciding he doesn't want to be with you. It's not Katie.
Right.
Clearly, Katie doesn't want to hook up with you. She wants to hook up with Summer Moon.
She's clearly delusional, though, because she makes it like it sounds like she just needs some time before Schwartz comes around. Like, he's going to come back to her at some point.
Well, not with all these Instagram Lives. I mean,
yeah, Instagram Lives are never a good idea.
This next one is, the Valley's Michelle Lally is seemingly dating Aaron Nosler after Jesse split. During her Instagram Q&A, Michelle confirmed she was in a new relationship, writing she's with someone amazing, but she didn't want to reveal his identity, saying, I like our little privacy for the moment. Michelle noted in a separate post that she officially moved out of her house with Jesse. She also offered an update on whether there was a chance they could reconcile. No, my only goal is to be friends one day, she replied before addressing the joint real estate business. Yes, we will continue working together with past clients. I think that's key. Past clients, But moving forward, I will have my own clients and vice versa. According to Michelle, their daughter is adjusting well to the split, adding, Isabella is incredible. It's been a great transition for her. She liked the idea of having two homes, two different beds and toys. There's been a positive change. Michelle also addressed rumors that she cheated on Jesse. She slammed the insinuation that she was unfaithful with the director, writing via her Instagram, absolutely not. Part of my job as a real estate agent is to network and build relationships. It had absolutely nothing to do with dating anyone.
Well, that's not what other people seem to think, but...
I mean, on Watch What Happens Live, Janet said the director Michelle was hanging out with was just a client. She was trying to sell his house. I don't know. Do we believe Janet and do we believe Michelle? Like, do we trust either of them?
I don't know, because Kristen seems to, well, I mean, we're going to get into the valley, but clearly she made it as if it was a relationship, yeah, like dating. So those are two completely different planets we're talking about. Are you hanging out with someone because you're selling them a house, or are you dating someone?
And she could have very well been selling that guy a house, but that doesn't mean she wasn't cheating on Jesse with somebody else. Clearly,
you know, that's actually a really good career to cheat. Like, if you're going to cheat, like, a real estate agent's a great career to allow
real
you to do that.
Real estate agent, or you own a bar or a nightclub.
With a bathroom.
With a clean bathroom.
Yes.
Like, yeah, the Montreal.
Those are... I like where she says that she was dating someone amazing, but I feel like her threshold for amazing is very low after being with Jesse. So, like, anyone on the planet would be amazing at this point.
I mean, listen, I'd love to dog on Jesse, but I have to say, after watching last night's episode, something ain't right with Michelle either. Something ain't right. I feel like it's one of those people that, like, seems super calm, but now we've seen her blow up multiple times in a way that I'm like, I'm frightened to see what their fights with off camera look like.
Well, do you remember when we first started recapping it, we talked about how she never even opened her mouth, like the first probably two episodes, right?
Yeah. Well, now I wish she would shut it. Now I'm done.
She's like, I need everyone to listen to me. Everyone sit down.
She's definitely, I think, was one of those girls that always was super hot. Like, people were always into her. And she is like, I know I'm going to play quiet. I'm going to be this. But listen, this is how it fucking goes down. And you all better listen to me and get in line, or I don't know. I just, something is askew. But in positive news, did you see this next one?
I did. Did we get an invite?
Not yet. Should I DM Katie and ask for one?
You should. Something about her sandwich shop reveals opening date. It was a, is that US Sun or is that us? I never know.
I think it's the US Sun because there's a period. It's the US Sun.
Okay. It was last expected to open on January 15th, 2024, after ongoing issues with the city of West Hollywood and attempting to get permits. Something about her is finally getting ready to open. A source exclusively revealed to the U.S. Sun that the sandwich shop will officially have a grand opening celebration on Wednesday, May 22nd, 2024. Teddy is working on our invites.
Yeah, I could offer to make the invites. I'm sure Ariana's so excited for the idea of me coming.
Yes, I mean, I'm sure she can't wait.
Our mutual publicist has not mentioned a thing to me.
Oh, wait, you have the same publicist as Ariana?
Yeah, one of us is really coming up, and it's not me. I'll bury the lead.
I was like, maybe you should get someone else, because she seems pretty busy with Ariana. I don't think she has a lot of time for you.
Well, good news is our publicist is not having sex with me or Ariana. Okay. I can confirm.
Or Edwin.
Or Edwin, for sure. No.
Okay, good.
Susan, if you're listening to this, I love you.
She's not listening to you. She's busy with Ariana. Sorry.
No, she's busy. She's got bigger fish to fry. Yeah. The next one is Ali Luber debuted the music video for her song Girls Girl on April 12th. This is in a Variety article. This is big time. Ali talked about the music video, saying, we filmed the music video in one day and Joshua Tree and Sheena came after we filmed the reunion the day before, which was like the longest day ever for them. Not for me. I wasn't in all of the reunion. I was like, Sheena, I totally understand. You don't have to come. She's like, of course I'm coming. She always shows up. She is a girl's girl, no matter what people say about her. At least from my experience, Sheena has always been there for me and has been a true friend from the beginning. Sheena has always been nothing but nice to me as well. And
me as well. And I watched that little clip of her in the, what was it, the Lopez, that sitcom?
Oh, yeah. Lopez versus Lopez.
Yeah, that looked fun. I was like, good for you. I said, that's better than Dancing with the Stars.
I mean, I don't think it pays the same.
No, but like Dancing with the Stars, you could just like, you could put all that effort in, then you just get voted off the first week. I don't know. I thought the sitcom was cute. Not if you're
good. Good people tend to stay.
I would stay. If they put me on, I would stay. I would be so damn good.
I'm going to need you to get up and do a little dance right now, and then I'll
not
be
right
the judge.
Now. Maybe later. But
after some espresso martinis?
Yeah, I need two to three.
Okay. Then Ariana was at the LA Times Festival of Books, probably with Susan. And Reddit user LuckyDuckling8989 recapped it. Ariana said that Vanderpump Rules and reality TV in general always give all sides to a situation. She was prepared for redemption arc because it's the nature of storytelling, but she thinks Sandoval isn't contributing to his own redemption. Ariana thought the season went differently with the girls during filming. Watching it back, she said, I thought we were like the Spice Girls, but no. She also joked about perceived as the villain on the show right now, seemingly not mad about it, or maybe she was just prepared for it. Ariana talked about the timing of season 11. So quickly after season 10 reunion, we saw her at her messiest this season because and she was in fight or flight mode. She freezes when dealing with trauma. So she's been hiding out in her room with all her boxes and belongings because she's hunkering down and freezing up after everything happened.
I don't really feel like she froze up. I mean, she seemed pretty angry to me in a lot of the episodes.
She didn't seem angry this episode, though.
No, not this one. I felt like she was calm and just kind of taking everything in stride this episode.
But well, I think she really likes the boyfriend, and he seems to be kind of calming. And also, even when she was talking about her mess that she lives in, she was like, I might need your help organizing. He's like, I'm going to need more than a day for that. Like,
yeah,
I appreciated their banter. I'm excited to see more of him and their
relationship. Yeah, it hasn't been very much. I mean, just some FaceTime calls every once in a while.
But I think I'm guessing we're going to see a softer side to her. Cause it looks like she's like, let her guard down with him.
Yeah. Okay. So when she makes the reference to the Spice Girls, is she saying she just thought they got along all season? And now when she watches it back, she sees people saying things that she didn't think they thought that way. Is that the way you interpret it?
Yeah. The way I looked at it was like, I thought we were this team and we were all working together and but clearly I was wrong. And in the confessionals, people took me to, you know, went for me. But I do think she's come back around. She didn't, I liked her a lot this episode. I'm disliking Sandoval more and more as we continue on.
Oh,
mission accomplished, Ariana. You succeeded in the end again.
How many episodes are left, though?
We're on episode 13. Did I make up that there's 18? I don't know.
Right.
I'm not 100% sure. So I guess we have to keep going.
So we'll just estimate that maybe that Sandoval has like 5 episodes to get his shit together and be likable.
Well, considering he's been doing press since the season aired and has not been doing so, I'm not thinking that is going to happen.
Who's his publicist? It's not Susan, is it?
It's definitely not Susan.
Definitely not
Sue. It's definitely not Sue. Okay, so let's take a little break. We'll come back and we'll recap episode 13.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience. You have to feel to believe.
It smells great. Incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, Water Resistant Sport Formula, and Pediatrician Tested Kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, T-E-A-P-O-D, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
Okay, so we are back and it starts with Jax. Jax, hi. Jax shows up at James and Allie's house. Jax and James have come a long way. They used to hate each other and now they're hosting brunch at Sir together. Jax is pissed because Katie is telling everyone he cheated on Brittany. Pretty much, Katie seems to be right about the majority of things.
I know. She really is. I'm like, she kind of just hits the nail on the head. You know, she doesn't like, she doesn't, you know, she just gets right in there and just says it.
And I trust her. Regardless of if sometimes it's like hard for me to read her, I do trust her. When she says something, I don't think she's full of shit.
No, I don't either. Because I think she thinks about what she's going to say. I think she's analytical. She thinks about it. And then she says things with conviction.
Yeah. Because we could feel that even in our interview with her. There's a pause. It's almost awkward, but there's a pause right before.
Almost.
Almost. Like we had to recap how awkward we were at times. Yeah. But it's because I think she is deciding what she wants to say. She doesn't want to say things she regrets.
Right.
And I don't feel like, I don't know. I don't think she would have inserted herself if it wasn't true.
Agreed.
But then Allie asking Jax if he's actually best friends with Katie. Like, Allie, I love you, but we know you've watched the show.
Right.
We know you're not learning this shit for the first time.
Yeah, that playing dumb doesn't work with us. Are you guys friends?
Have you heard of this girl named Katie Maloney? Have you met her before? What's your history? Do you know anyone named Stassi?
Because that was another Jax rant about Katie and why Katie's so upset at, you know, at Brittany because Brittany and Jax didn't go to Stassi's wedding. I'm like, all of this is just, I don't think they were upset that they didn't go to the wedding. They were upset that they didn't say they weren't going until the very last minute. And with weddings, right. Like,
that's a big deal.
I knew I couldn't go. So I immediately RSVP'd, I can't go.
Right.
Like that's how you do things, especially when you're friends.
Exactly. That's how you do it.
That's how you do it. That's why people send invites, formal ones. Then Brittany visits Sheena at her house. Brittany and Jax were apparently trying for a second baby. Sheena and Brock are having some issues lately.
Wait, are they having sex or are they not having sex? Because if they're trying for a second baby, then they're having sex.
No, I think they're talking about trying to have sex.
That is a lot of steps to get to a second child. Like, step one, talk about second child. Step two, talk about trying for a second child.
Step three, have sex.
Yeah.
It's hard because at this point you feel like Brittany might be fibbing because we're on the same timeline in the valley. So we know she's not having sex.
That's what I'm, yeah, that's what I'm yeah, saying. Like, like she's lying, talking about how they're trying for a second baby, but we see her on the valley talking about how they haven't had sex for 6 weeks, which is probably longer than 6 weeks. I think 6 weeks sounds like the standard answer when you haven't had sex for like a year. Oh, well, been about 6 weeks.
But no, we do know that this is the same time frame because Shorts has blonde hair in both episodes.
That's right.
So we are able to match it by Schwartz's hair mistake.
That is some very good detective work. Brock is at coffee with his friend. Brock thinks the tension between him and Sheena comes from the fact that Sheena doesn't trust anyone to watch Summer Moon. Brock struggles with the fact that he isn't the breadwinner. Sheena is. He wants a career that will better himself and his life. You know, I actually appreciate how much he opens up about things during this scene because I don't think that men typically like to talk about things like that. They don't. I mean, Shane, I
was going to say when Shane, when it became a storyline that Shane hadn't passed the bar.
Yeah.
I assume Shane wasn't in the best mental headspace.
No. And he didn't want to talk about it either. That was a real struggle for me. The first two seasons of the show was being in a position where producers are saying, this is your life. You have to be open. You have to talk about it. And my husband saying, I don't want to talk about it. I have to have boundaries. You need to respect my boundaries.
Yeah. And then it adds more tension because you're not respecting the boundaries because you're trying to do your job, but you also love your husband. And
Yeah. So, I mean, I appreciate him opening up about something that's real and talking about how I'm sure he feels inadequate that she's the breadwinner. I'm sure he wants to be able to support his family.
A lot of this was about financial stuff because Brittany then shares that she went through a similar problem and she was making more money than him and that manly men like to be breadwinners. So she was making more money than him and it caused tension. I want to be very clear. If I get to the point where I can be making more money than Edwin, he would be thrilled.
Yeah, I was going to say, I think Shane's a manly man. Like I do find him to be like manly, but Shane, no matter how much money I make, he's never going to like have a problem with that.
Yeah, no,
he sets up the podcast for me. He's like, here's your mic. Everything's ready. Like he is very supportive of me making as much money as possible.
I think if any human being, male or female, is confident and feeling good about themselves and like they're able to put themselves in a situation where they are working hard towards a goal and they are being paid for it, their significant other should be proud.
Exactly. And then, you know what, if he picks up the slack or that if he's taking care of the child while she's filming and she's doing all her whatever her things are that she has going on, then that's how she has the time to be able to do that because he's with the daughter.
Right. But so he's contributing for sure. Because if it was role reversal, there wouldn't be as much discussion about it. But I do know that as a mother, when I just had my first two little ones and I didn't have a job where I was being paid money.
Mm-hmm.
I felt a similar way to the way Brock's feeling.
So you always feel like you have to bring in income in order to contribute?
No. I always felt like I needed to bring in money so that I had my own self-worth.
You know, I like that. I agree with that too, because for me, it's a balance of power.
Yeah.
And it's not that Shane ever held it over my head or anything like that. Like he clearly has more money than I do, but I mean, because of who he is.
Yeah.
know what I'm saying, but for me, it's never like Shane's ever been like, you have to contribute this much. You have to work. You have to do these things. He's never said that or made me feel that way. But I agree with you. I feel that way because for me, it's like a balance of power. I feel like I'm contributing. I feel like I don't have to ask his permission to do things. I just buy whatever I want. If I want a new car, I go buy a new car. I don't ask him permission. And yeah. I like that feeling.
I like that. I like that feeling of being empowered to do whatever it is that I want to do, whether it's for our kids, myself, a friend, a business venture. I don't want my husband to be in charge of what my moves will be, whether he wanted to be in charge or not. I put that pressure on myself. So I appreciate, I mean, Edwin's not every month like, Teddy, where's the money you made? Like that doesn't happen with separate accounts, but like, I need to feel like I can do that. So I see where both of them are struggling. But also to have Sheen aside for a second, she's probably like, well, if you're going to do something, get up and do it.
Right. Figure like, don't just sit around and talk about how you're not contributing.
Yeah. Like we're years into this now. Right. Like, what are you going to do?
Like, what's the plan?
Like, I need a plan. I'm willing to find a babysitter and pay the, because remember, she's going to have to pay the babysitter. I'm willing to pay the babysitter if you come to me with a concrete plan and this is what you want. But I haven't heard him say what he actually wants to do. He doesn't actually seem like he knows what he wants to do.
He's hoping for a full-time role.
Yeah. Like, I don't know. And I also think she maybe wants to make sure that he is the father she wants him to be and not turn into the father that he is to the other kids.
Yeah.
So if she keeps him right here, because also the jealousy conversation, like even about the Lala thing.
Yeah. I see. I didn't picture her being insecure about her relationship. So that was new for me about how she has intrusive thoughts about Brock leaving her for a nanny. Well, first of all, don't hire a hot nanny.
Yeah. That's
step one.
101.
Yeah. And then even listening to rumors about Brock and Lala, like she's got it all in her head and she's got some anxiety about that. And I don't know.
I think it might be the shows she's on.
Yeah, maybe. I mean, that could be it.
But I hope they figure it out. Because the date was a little rough because, you know, all she wanted to do was vlog during the whole thing. Like when the sparklers came out, she's like, please just let me on my phone vlog this. And then what about, did you think?
Oh, wait, let me ask you a question about that. Because when Shane and I go out, he doesn't like me to have my phone. And I remember when we were in Vegas, Edwin didn't want you to have your phone. Do you remember? Because you were like Sheena, you had the phone, you were like all out. And he was like, put the phone away, Teddy.
Yeah, it depends on the circumstance. I'm not trying to, I feel bad. Ed, I love you. But if it's something Edwin would want to remember, he wants the phone out. So like his birthday the other day, he was like, okay, yeah, phone, blah, blah, blah. But then the second like the kids were done doing their stuff, he's like, okay, now no phones.
Yeah.
And that, I mean, that I get, I do. And as somebody who doesn't have a lot of like pictures or videos of their childhood, I love to get videos of those things. Like regardless if it was for Instagram or not, like I make books, I love to save everything because I want my kids to have these memories. And I don't have a good memory in general.
Yeah.
So it helps me to see it.
But let me ask you a question. Does he reciprocate and take videos and photos of you with kids? Because that's where I wish Shane, like I always have my phone. I take videos and photos of the kids, everything they're doing, their practices, birthdays, everything. But I'm not in any of them.
Yeah, me neither.
And I wish Shane would just pick up the damn phone every once in a while and make videos and photos of me with my own children. I have none. I don't have that.
I'm sure you've seen the TikTok where the mom's like, I'm going to just video myself and pretend it was my husband. And it's like her packing the lunches. And
yeah. Right. That would be me.
Yeah. No, I don't
think. Thanks,
honey. Oh, no, not now.
Yeah. I don't look good. Don't do it. Stop.
Oh, hold on. Let me put on my makeup.
Yeah.
No, that's not happening. I don't ever feel like I'm being filmed when I don't want to be.
Yeah, me neither.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience you have to feel to believe.
It smells great, incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, Water Resistant Sport Formula, and Pediatrician Tested Kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
Katie and Shorts go on a lunch date. Not a date. They go to lunch together. I loved it.
I loved
every part of it.
They went to Mel's. They had a milkshake.
Shorts posed for a picture with Joe for their salon Instagram. Katie asks about it. He's like, oh yeah, I wanted to promote there. And I was like, that hair is not the way to promote it. Then they compare dates with Tori and they text her at the same time to see who she responds to first. That's some shit I would do.
I do stuff like that.
I would do that. And then Shorts thinks that this whole thing with Tori is his and Katie's love language, which it has brought them closer. You see why they fell, even though, do I think they should get back together? Clearly, no. But you see.
No, I kind of feel like they should.
I don't know. I feel like he still has some growing up to do. I mean, some of the bad stuff that he did in the past, like, it's hard for me to get over.
Yeah.
But I do think it's letting. She's able to let her guard down with him, and we're able to see why they fell in love in the first place.
Right. Well, it's nice to see them as friends. They have a fun, quirky friend relationship.
Yeah. Then Shorts gets a tattoo of his dogs and brings Sandoval with him. Would you get a tattoo of your dogs? I know you love dogs, but would you get a tattoo?
I do. Well, I wouldn't get a
tattoo. If you're about to tell me you have a tattoo of your dogs.
No, I don't. I don't. I mean,
but you're thinking about it?
No, I used to have a tattoo, but I got it removed.
Oh my gosh. And then Kyle Chan is getting a lot of screen time this year. His collaboration with the Gold Whiskey Bar. They're talking about that. They're going to have Sheena come perform.
Two songs.
I have a feeling it's going to be Good as Gold and as Apples.
Yeah. Two songs.
Because her song I enjoy.
Haven't listened to Ali's song. You like her song?
Oh, yeah. The video is not as much, but I really did like this. The song has a good hook.
Okay. Well, I'm going to have to listen to it now.
Then Sandoval met with the realtors to talk about his next steps with the house. I mean, what do you think the whitelisting would say? Like, a hoarder's paradise. Bedroom perfect for takeout containers. Lego portrait optional. Bring your own sage.
Yeah, that's exactly what it would say. Hoarder's paradise. I like that.
Yeah, I feel like that is
not a lot of room to maneuver around, but you know, looks nice from the outside.
Yeah, you'll figure it out. You'll have some perfect for the organized person. And then we get into Sir with Jax and James for the brunch event. How do you think the scene with Lisa went?
Okay, first of all, are you going to tell me that Lisa had no idea that Jax was hosting this brunch as well? Like, is she really going to come in and act like she's surprised about something so that she can have a beef with Jax? Like, I didn't like that part. Like, you're going to tell me you really don't know what's going on and you're just completely surprised by it.
Yeah, because you're also one of the producers on the show. And I, it wasn't like it was just he showed up at a party. I'm sure he was compensated to be there.
Right. And his name's like on the flyers or whatever. And I'm like, I mean, I don't know. I don't like that part because to me, that's too like I get it. I know how these shows work. But for me, that part was just too much acting. Like, you, of course, you knew he was.
Yeah, but I also didn't really know what Jax was contributing to this DJ event.
I didn't either because he showed up late. Did he show up late? Like, everyone's there having brunch and then he walks in and he just like says hi to everybody and then sits down. And yeah.
And then puts headphones on for a second with James and then is done.
Yeah.
I feel like, and there are times where Jax can be funny, but I do feel like he's the guy from high school that at 40 still talks about when he was homecoming king. Yeah. And like, he's just still,
his one football play.
Yeah. Like that. Remember that time?
Ooh, I caught it in the end zone. So cool.
Then the entire group, including Jax, goes to James and Allie's house after Sir. Allie confided in Katie about James' reluctance to let anyone watch Hippie besides his brother. James starts to cry. He calls Hippie his fur baby and asks everyone with kids how long it took them to find a good nanny. He compares the two. Jax is excited to get with friends because Brittany's home. And then Shorts tells Ariana that he and Sandoval talked about living together. Ariana took this quite well.
I agree. I was totally shocked by this. I thought she was just going to lose her mind, but she didn't.
She's coming back around.
Yeah, coming back around.
Then Brock and Sheena get into a big fight about Sheena wanting to leave early. Then Sheena and Sandoval get into an even bigger fight because he brings up the instance when she was the other woman. Mm. She was 21 years old and they were not on a television show together. And she did not know, regardless if she knew or she didn't know, this is a very different situation. Right. I don't think you can compare the two. And Sandoval, even if you think you can compare the two, stop.
Yeah, exactly. I don't understand. It's like every time I feel like he takes a step forward with Sheena, who's probably besides Lala, like the next person that he could probably have a relationship with, maybe he sabotages it every time. Right when he starts to build like a little bit of camaraderie back and then he's like, bam, and he just fucks it up.
I wish Sheena would have responded back like, this show exists because of that. And you wouldn't have even been on the show if I didn't do that. Because you realize that Brandy and Sheena correlation through Beverly Hills is what started Vanderpump Rules.
Ah.
So.
Well, he should write her a thank you note then.
Yeah. Thank you. And you did it at 21.
Instead of bringing up her past.
And listen, I can only find one video picture of Sheena with Eddie Cibrian. And she was 21 years old, like in Lake Havasu. This is a very different circumstance.
Is that who it was? I didn't even know.
Yes, it was Eddie Cibrian. Please, Emily. Then it's coming up, the trip to San Francisco where Sandoval will meet Ariana's new boyfriend for the first time. And Shorts suggests a one-night stand with Katie. I don't think it's happening. I don't think they're going to have it.
No, I don't think she's interested. Maybe it's the hair. I think he should dye his hair back brown before he suggests it to her.
I think he should almost go like salt and pepper. Because I do agree. I think it was James that said the different color browns isn't always working. Like, just go natural. Like, go dye it back brown and then let it grow out and cut it. Maybe have a cut that you could style properly also.
Yeah, because he has a lot of hair. He has a lot to work with. He could have good hair.
He's not going to be able to get that Jax endorsement.
Mm-mm. No, you know, like he should go with like the Jesse look, like the salt and pepper, like thick.
Yeah, hot.
Like that. Yeah.
But then last night on Watch What Happens Live, Allie read Andy's birth chart, and he said, and she said, Gemini sun means he's a storyteller. His Leo moon says that he has energy and drive, and Libra rising, which means everybody loves him. He's also has Mercury in his 10th house, which is the smartest planet. Andy asks if he's going to find love, and she says that he has Saturn in his 7th house, which is the planet of relationships and marriage.
Oh,
Mazel, wow. Andy. Mazel.
All right, Andy.
Let's see.
That's exciting.
Very exciting. All right, let's take a little break and we'll come back to talk about the Valley.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience you have to feel to believe.
It smells great, incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, Water-Resistant Sport Formula, and Pediatrician-Tested Kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out Sleep Gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
All right, we are back to talk about episode 6 of The Valley. But before we start that, let's discuss Janet addressing Kristen, revealing the information that she supposedly told everybody about Michelle, saying she was the start of some of the information, but the word racist never came out of her mouth. So she'll take accountability for what she said, but not Kristen's words. I thought she perfectly prepared that statement.
Oh, yeah. She knew she was going to get asked. I didn't watch it, but just based upon what you said, she knew she was going to get asked that. And she said it well.
Yeah, she said it well because she's like, yeah, did I stir the pot a little bit? Yes, I will take accountability for that. But did she mince my words and change them? Yes. So I think both could be true.
Well, here's probably what happened. She said Republican and then someone had to take it a step further and add racist in there.
That could have happened.
And that's probably what happened.
I think they were shit talking. I think they were openly shit talking. And then when shit talking happens and alcohol and blah, blah, blah. And they just keep like avoiding and then adding more, you know.
which makes it worse because they're not actually saying what was said because they don't want to actually say what was said. So you're right. So they go around it and try to add things to make it sound like what it was, but it wasn't really it. So now it's just a big mess.
So now it's a big old mess. But so are Kristen and Luke discussing practicing to getting pregnant more. They love to talk about sex.
They do. They talk about sex all the time. And I just get a visual every single time. And I don't need that right now. Just we can move on from that.
Luke does need his fish. What is it? A pond. He wants a fishing pond. I'm like, Luke, the biggest fish that you've caught is Kristen because you are loving the camera time. loving it. I'm curious because we are going to have Kristen on. What she says about Luke Colorado feeling about being on television, because it doesn't seem like he's a...
He's not a Mr. Private Person?
No, I think he's enjoying it. I think he's like, you know what? I'm actually considering California for the first time.
Yeah. I'll just get me a fishing pond right here in the valley.
Yeah, here. I'll just make one. Here. Just, you know what? Get a kiddie pool. Yeah. And we'll throw some fish in there and I'll catch it every day to feel my ego. Then Jax meets Jasmine at a bar. Jasmine lets Jax in on how Brittany is feeling. She gives him I think Jasmine is the voice of reason.
Yeah.
For the most part. Right. She gives him good advice on Brittany, which of course we know he's not going to take.
But why does but Jax already had this conversation with Brittany. It's sad that someone else has to come in and remind him that he needs to be nice to his wife and compliment her and have sex with her. Like, he has to have a third party come in and tell him this.
I really wish, because this is the problem, I'm watching Summer House now too for the first time. And Lindsay is talking about her sex life with Carl or her lack of sex life with Carl as the show's airing. And they have a conversation that does end up happening, which is in some relationships, when you don't have sex for a long time and then you try to have sex and then one person can't finish or the other person can't get hard, like it just becomes a mental warfare between the couple because you can't get back to that place. I wish those were the conversations they were having. Like, listen, it's not that you're too busy. Like, we know you're not fully running Jax's. Like, let's be clear. This isn't a Schwartz and Sandy situation. It's just not.
You're saying the conversation is way too superficial. It's just we don't have sex. But they're not actually talking about what the root of the problem is. Why not? Are you not attracted to her? Are you attracted to her, but you're not feeling confident with yourself? Does it have to do with you? What is the root of the problem?
Yeah. I mean, I think part of the problem, and I hate to even say this, but when Jax saw that girl at
the bar
and said, I want my wife to be wearing something like that, I felt like that was a dig. Like, this is what I'm attracted to.
Well, you know, the constant like scenes of him checking out other women. You know, there was another one. Was it on The Valley or was it Vanderpump? I don't know. Where there was another woman that was like hot and he was like, I can't look. You know, he had to make like a thing out of it.
Yeah.
You know what I'm talking about?
Yeah.
That would hurt my feelings if Shane made references to like having to look away at another woman because.
Oh, yeah. Like I can't look at her because she doesn't have a bra.
Yeah.
He's saying I'm tempted.
Right. Exactly. That's my point. I was trying to get to that is that if he has to say things out loud that other women are hot, but he has to look away because he doesn't want to look at him because he doesn't want to be tempted. Like, that's a serious problem.
Yeah. If you're tempted to want to have sex with other people, but you're not tempted to have sex with your wife that you have a child with, this is a problem. And that's actually what you should be talking about. Like, is your libido, are you older and you're just not wanting to have sex anymore, or you're wanting to have sex, just not want to have sex with your wife? That's right. What they need to say, not all this other bullshit. But I think also Jax is on Vanderpump saying Brittany is letting him go out and get fucked up. Yet on The Valley, he's calling Brittany out for her going out. Like, it just, there's so much false information. Yeah. It's hard to keep track.
It is. It's a lot of Jax. I can't even keep track of like if he said it on The Valley, if he said it on Vanderpump, because there's just so much Jax right now. I can't keep it concise.
Oh, but what about Jax trying to pull the wool over our eyes by sharing the information with Jasmine and then saying like, you know, I don't want this to get out there.
Yeah. Don't tell anybody.
I'm just going to tell you and the 24 production team and the camera and Jax, this is ain't your first rodeo. We know just what you're doing, but LVP's better at it. but then we get to Jason and Jesse come to Danny and Nia's to help break down and build some furniture.
No.
Listen, splurge for TaskRabbit, because the thought that Jesse could build anything.
Right.
Nor did he want to.
Jason looks like he could be handy, possibly. But Jesse, like, why anyone thought Jesse could put anything together is beyond me. The only thing he can put together is like his hair and his outfit.
And he can pop a champagne bottle. He can pop a ruin art bottle. Yeah. I saw him go for it.
But he's not going to ruin his manicure doing manual labor.
No, absolutely not.
Not going to happen.
But Watch What Happens Live did vote Nia and Danny their favorite couple at 82% overall vote. This is not shocking to me. I think they actually are a couple that are talking about the real things. Even when they were at dinner, and you can see that Danny's starting to get a little tipsy and he goes to like raise his hand. Nia did such like, a wife thing. She's like, put your hand down. Stop it.
No time for that.
Like, this isn't your time to step in, buddy. Like, they act like husband and wife. Because they actually are.
I think they actually have a very good relationship.
Actually like each other.
It's nice. Yes. Which is nice because everyone else is such a hot mess. It's nice to have the one, you know, relatable, normal, seem to get along, love each other, mutual respect relationship.
Who do you think would build, set up a nursery better? Jesse and Danny and... Jason or Sandoval, James, and Shorts?
I'm going to give it to Sandoval, James, and Shorts. I feel like
or Shane and Edwin.
Or Shane could put that together like no problem. There's
absolutely no way Edwin could do it. No. Nope. Edwin can't even change a battery. Oh,
Shane's so handy. He hangs chandeliers and hangs huge TVs and wires it through the wall and all kinds of stuff.
So I know who I need to call next time I need something done. It ain't Jesse. It's Shane.
It's Shane.
Then they drive. Jax and Brittany drive to see progress of Jax's in a golf cart.
I like the golf cart.
I like a golf cart. I do want to know, like, do you have to have legal street parking? Because they parked in the red.
Oh, I thought you meant, is the golf cart street legal? Like, did they add all like turn signals and lights and everything?
The parking spot was in the red.
Well, you know how that works. Production gets out there and puts the cone there. And
I know, but I was like, don't act like my eyes can't see. But Brittany feels like her ideas aren't being heard, that she's not involved at all. And then when afterwards, like, you can tell that his business partners are being really nice to her.
They are.
Trying to like be inclusive, like, do you want to see the stain? Right. Would you want flowers?
We'd love your ideas.
But then they sit down and Jax and Brittany keep trying to talk about their relationship. And Jax is just so stressed.
He just doesn't want to have the conversation with her. Like, it's clear to me that he doesn't want her involved in this bar. He doesn't want her ideas. He doesn't want her there.
Because he wants to bone other people in it. And it's going to be hard with his wife there.
he needs to keep her far away from the bathroom.
Like, he's like, I don't need you being on a group text exchange. What happens if I text sex pictures on it? Like, I can't have you there ruining my game. I've been telling you that I'm having libido issues. But even though he's very stressed, he did have the time to plug his hair loss care product. I liked the editing totally just bagged on this whole event. Like, they broke the fourth wall.
Right.
They made sure we all knew it was for TV. It wasn't like a Gin Alliance product placement. It was like, no, we are really going to talk about it. Like, they showed a bald spot that was like,
right. And then they had like the arrow. Was there like an arrow pointing to it?
And then I think Jesse did make me laugh when he goes, I think it's a calic. I was like, I have a calic too. Can I get one of those endorsement deals?
Right.
Schwartz is there. Brittany's mamaw is there.
Mamaw.
My mamaw's landing. Brittany is so sweet, and Jax is just such a douche lord.
I know. Poor Brittany.
But he's an entertaining douche lord. That
he is.
That actually, by the end of this episode, you even forget that Jax is a douche lord because other people take over.
Yeah.
Then Janet asks Jasmine about her lunch with Jax. Jasmine doesn't want to repeat what Jax said. Jasmine thinks they're both messy. Jax and Jesse flirt with the Burning Man pop-up vendor who's having a mermaid show.
How many times has she been to Burning Man?
I mean,
has she left Burning Man?
She thinks she's still at Burning
still
Man.
She's like, and we're gonna have a mermaid show.
Then she's like, are you guys gonna come? Yeah. But you can, this is where the shift starts to happen. When Michelle walks over and catches Jesse outside talking to BMV,
Burning Man vendor. It's a Burning Man mermaid.
Burning Man mermaid vendor.
Yes.
You can see like darkness in her eyes. Like yeah. She doesn't even like say a word. She's like,
I know. She's like when you feel like cold chills on the back of your neck and like you get like goosebumps and the hair on the back of your neck stands up. That's her.
Yeah. Like I'd be fucking. No. Yeah. I mean, Jesse didn't talk at the beginning of dinner because he was frightened. He was ready to be like Lorena Bobbitt, like at the dinner table. He like knew it was coming. And I think that's what they weren't actually saying is like they were in a fight at that moment. But yeah. They were trying to pull it together and then Jesse had to just make everything worse.
Well, no. What did he say? He said like 2 hours earlier, he had a conversation about something. What was that?
Well, I feel like the beginning of the dinner was edited a little weirdly because the timing just wasn't making sense. And I was noticing the cups were filled up different. I don't know. There was so much tension.
Right. But he made some comment about like an hour before, 2 hours before something happened that.
My guess, we've all been at these dinners where you've been sitting around, dicking around, talking about shit they're never going to show. Like, what's your favorite television show? Right. Who's your biggest celebrity crush? No one cares.
Right.
And Jesse is now getting tipsy and he's like, is somebody going to say anything worth listening to?
Right, because I want to go home.
Yeah, like I'm over it. And I think that's what's happening. He's carrying around that he knows that Michelle does not want to be with him. And that's the situation. But this leads me to my biggest question that I have for you, Emily.
Yeah.
Why would you go on to a reality television show knowing that your marriage is not going to make it?
You know, I ask myself the same question, but I feel like when someone like Jesse is a true narcissist, that for them, it's just a way to look right and to look like they're winning or I don't know. Like, I don't think they have a problem putting themselves out there because they don't see anything wrong with themselves.
You think neither of them do?
No, I think both of them is so stuck in their head about how they're right. That they don't mind airing it because they're not embarrassed by it at all.
And I guess I can understand that maybe a little bit if they didn't also have a child, but they're going into it knowing. It's one thing when
this is the same guy that like tried to get his kid to ride a bike and was like, ride the bike, get on the bike.
Like, have you never in your life said to your kid, like, I'm like, Cruz, get in the elevator. I know you're scared of elevators. You can give me a hug, but get in the elevator.
Yeah, but would you do that when they're filming?
Probably not. I would.
That's what I'm saying.
But then people would be like, why is Teddy being so weird and awkward? And it's because I'm not actually being my transparent self. But like those moments happened as a parent. So like,
here's the thing. I feel like so many couples go on reality shows when they know their relationship is in the toilet. And I don't know if it's because a reality show gives them like maybe the woman feels like it gives them a platform. Like clearly Michelle has a platform now. She's out there and she's moved on and dates some hot guy that's amazing.
Well, I'm worried. I mean, and then are we going to see Jesse and Michelle and the new hot guy and whoever Jesse's going to date? Are they all going to be on? Because I really don't need any of them to go.
Yeah, I guess so.
Michelle calls him out for being quiet. Kristen says Jesse is disrespectful and disgusting, and his own wife calls him a douchebag. Luke says Kristen calls him that too, like talking about himself.
I was like, wait, it's what happened to Luke? What? I don't understand. He's always so defensive of Kristen. Everything she does, he defends. So then when he kind of turned on her and was like, well, you call me that too. I was like, is he confused about who he's talking to?
And also, everybody calls everyone a douchebag. There are worse things to be called. I've right. called you a douchebag behind your back so many times. Just kidding.
I call it to you to your face.
Yeah, like douche, no. Douche lord. Actually, I prefer douche lord to douchebag. Okay.
Well, you would be a douche lordess.
A douche queen.
You're a douche duchess.
But either way, the fight between Luke and Kristen is confusing to me. But then we hear on mic, off camera, a producer trying to calm Kristen down regarding Jesse. Kristen is upset because Jesse is a psycho, but she doesn't want to out anything in their marriage. So clearly this is why the dinner editing is so weird, because yeah. they are telling Kristen, it's time for this to come out. Jax right. has already laid it down for you to handle it. And she's not wanting to do it because she's already said other things that have gotten her in trouble. At the beginning right. of
she's like, I'm not doing that again. I learned my lesson the first time.
This is somebody else's turn. Take me off, coach. Put the pregnant lady yeah. in. It's her
Don't
turn.
Don't make me do it.
And
I like how they all stop her in the hallway, though. You know she was trying to leave, and they're all just like,
her
nope.
mic, she has her mic in her hand. Yeah. She's done. Like, she's like, get me out of here. And then Jesse says to Kristen on mic, if you bring out any skeletons I already don't know about my wife, I will bury you. But then why did they have to fuck up the line and say that Jesse said that oh. he was going to leave? That was a real fuck up. Who said
it was.
That? Is it really? Kristen said it. She said it wrong.
She messes everything up. She has to stop being the messenger. Because she also, doesn't get it right.
Well, she misdelivered it. I know that she knew that. I think she knew. We'll ask her. I think she knew the accurate information. But I think at the end of the night may possibly be like the two of us after we've had three espresso martinis.
Oh, that's
we
bad.
May misdeliver information.
Yeah, but so that I is a big misdelivery, because there is a huge difference between my wife will most likely leave me within the next two months and I'm going to leave my wife in 2 months. Like,
yeah, that I mean, you saw the difference in Michelle's face. I was like,
yeah,
I was like, you're a dead man. You're a dead man walking. But then this is where it really starts to get, instead of comical, it now is getting sad, because then they start getting physical.
Yeah. That Jesse, who was he trying to go after? Luke,
because
is that when he was like jumping through everybody and everybody's yeah, trying to like pull him back?
Push through Brittany. I'm like, well, don't get Brittany. Her meemaw's in town or yeah. meemaw. Like, leave the poor gal out of it. But it really, Luke then says to Jesse, your problem is with your wife. Jesse goes into a rage, first he pushes Zach barreling into everybody, including pushing Brittany out of the way.
Because Zach was like into the wall.
and then did you see Craig from production there?
I did. I saw Craig. I was like, oh, Craig, I haven't seen you. Hello, Craig.
And Craig's like, hello.
Craig, what are you going to do about it, Craig? Really?
Craig, come on.
Fix for this.
Get out of there.
Craig, get out of the shop, buddy.
No, Craig's in there. He's trying to stop. And Luke's like, I wasn't going to hit him. I wasn't going to go. I was backing up the whole time. I'm like, yeah, real nice backed up so then he could take out freaking Brittany.
Right.
So
I like Jesse when after he jumped through everybody and knocked everybody down, like his hair is all disheveled and his shirt's untucked and everything. Like, what a disaster.
Yeah. Then Michelle gets involved and starts yelling at Kristen to shut the fuck up. Kristen says she's done protecting Michelle. Kristen says Michelle doesn't know what Jesse is saying behind her back. Michelle asks what. It continues on and on and on. Michelle screams for everybody to get back into the room. She is going to talk. I'm like, you already used that line.
Yeah. And why would you want everybody? See, when stuff like that happens, you can't then organize everyone, get everyone to sit down and get everyone to listen. Like, it's the party's over.
The party is over. We've now pushed people down. We've like Zach Toupet almost fell off.
Jesse is disheveled. His shirt's hanging out. This is not a time to reconvene and reasonably talk about what happened.
And Michelle, I hate to be the bearer of bad news. You're not in a reasonable position yourself either right now. So you are the last. If there was anyone in this moment that could have had a conversation in a proper fashion, it would have been Jasmine, the voice of reason, but I didn't see her anywhere in this portion. I was like, where's Jasmine? She needs to get everyone together.
Right.
This episode is supported by FX's Clipped, the scandalous story of the 2014 Clippers owner's racist remarks captured on tape and heard around the world.
The series charts the tape's impact on a dysfunctional basketball organization striving to win against their reputation as the most cursed team in the league, starring Lawrence Fishburne, Jackie Weaver, Cleopatra Coleman, and Ed O'Neill.
FX's Clip, streaming June 4th, only on Hulu.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience. You have to feel to believe.
It smells great. Incredibly light on your skin, not greasy, amazing. Plus, no chemical smell since it's aerosol-free.
Better control means coverage you can count on with a precision pump to get all your big and little spots.
Plus, your new favorite sprayer is refillable. Save time and money, which means more fun in the sun from your friends at Banana Boat.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection.
If the sun's out, the fun's out. So be ready with all new Banana Boat 360 Advanced Control Mist.
It's available in Banana Boat High Performance, Water Resistant Sport Formula, and Pediatrician Tested Kids SPF 50.
We all know I love my daily movement, whether it is walking my kids to the bus or going on a hike with friends. I like to make sure I'm always protecting my skin outdoors with Banana Boat 360 coverage.
Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon. Hi, it's Tamara Judge, co-owner of Vena CBD, where our mission is your health and wellness. At Vena, we understand life's daily challenges, and that's why we offer a range of CBD products designed to help you find balance and feel your best. Whether you're struggling with stress, sleep, or just looking for a daily wellness boost, we've got you covered. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. Our best sellers, like the Cloud 9 Mood Enhancing Gummy and our Lights Out Sleep Gummy, are made with the highest quality of ingredients, grown right here in the USA, ensuring that you get all the benefits without any compromise. And we stand by our products. Not only are they third-party tested for quality, but we also offer a 30-day satisfaction guarantee. Experience the difference with Vena CBD and take the first step towards a more balanced you. Visit VenaCBD.com. today and explore our range of products. And for our podcast listeners, enjoy an exclusive discount on your first order. Just use the code TEAPOD, TEAPOD, at checkout for buy one, get one free.
Let me ask you a question though. This bothers me as just someone on TV as well. But when people say, I know things about you, or I know things, but I'm not going to say it. Like when Kristen keeps saying, I know these things, I've been protecting your, you know, I'm protecting you. I hate it when people do that, because to me, then it just leaves it up open for interpretation. And the interpretation could be worse than what the actual information is. So I don't really feel like you're doing a service to anyone. You're just making it worse.
But I have a question. We can talk about this because this is past. It already aired on Orange County. There was somebody doing that. Were you doing that with Shannon last year?
No, I say stuff to people's face.
Who? But there was somebody that was saying things in confessionals. Oh, it was Heather. But that is different. Saying things in your confessionals is different than telling a cast member, which Heather did not do.
Right,
she said it in her confessional. So there is a difference. But when you're threatening it on camera.
Right.
To the person, but not actually saying it. Right. I was like, also, Kristen, if you're going to let things out right now, maybe you should let Michelle know that her nip has been out half the time. Did you notice they had the little
free the nipple. I think it's $1,000 every time you have to use the nipple blur, because they have to use it on me sometimes, because I got a lot going on. And then I think Heather told me, she's like, Emily, don't you know every time your nipple comes out it's $1,000 they have to blur it out.
I am Now I have to check out my nipples because that never happened to me.
It always happens to me. Mine are like wonky. They're all over the place. They're always like, what's going on out there?
That wonky nipple, Emily. That's how I think of you. But then Kristen and Luke leave. Kristen drops her bomb that Michelle had a boyfriend for a year. She says that she didn't sign up for this again and she'd rather be on Vanderpump Rules. I'm like, oh. No, Kristen, at this point, you want to be right where you are because this show is better.
Yeah, exactly.
Then on Watch What Happens Live, 76% of the audience were on Kristen and Luke's side in this hallway fight. 93% believe Kristen that Michelle had a boyfriend. What do you believe, Emily?
No, I think she did. I mean, look at their relationship between Jesse and Michelle. And, you know, I think we like to place a lot of blame on Jesse and say that he's a douche lord. But, you know, maybe it's Michelle that's been the problem and he's just trying to deal with it. And he looks like a douche. Like, well, maybe he knows about this affair or he suspects it and he's trying to deal with her. And she's like a sniper. She's all like calm and cool. But really, she's just like, eh.
Yeah, she's probably getting at him 20. I mean, who knows? I think it's a very toxic relationship.
Absolutely.
I think it's good that they're not together. But do I think they both haven't contributed to this mess? No, I think they're both very much so. I mean, I don't know how Kristen could have even come up with Michelle having a boyfriend for a year if that didn't happen.
Exactly. So I think so. I mean, I think she probably met someone famous, got all engulfed into that life of fame and was very excited about it. And she's a real estate agent. So you can use that as like, oh, I'm showing them a house every day of the week.
I'm showing him my house. But I don't know. It was very, very messy. And I am excited to talk to Kristen about it. And I kind of want to see what I need to like meet Michelle. I need to like feel her energy.
Yeah.
Because
here's the thing about Michelle though. You would have to meet her more than one time to actually feel her energy.
Could you feel my energy the first time I met you?
Yeah. You're a ding dong. And that was like apparent. But
so it's perfect.
Perfect. No, but I feel like with someone like Michelle, you couldn't just meet her once and actually know what she was about. I feel like it would take several meetings.
I feel like she might be the person that's not super friendly the first time you meet.
Exactly. I feel like she would be cold and guarded the first time. So I don't know if you would really know.
Well, let's have her on. Let's see. Oh,
well, let's do it.
Oh, hold on. Let's see who she... We'll pull a Schwartz and Katie. Let's see who she likes more, Teddy or Emily. Who is she going to vibe with, do you think?
Who are we asking? Each other?
Yeah, we're asking each other. You know, I
was like, is there a poll somewhere that people voted on?
Well, we're very fancy now. This is like Watch What Happens Live.
I was I was waiting for a poll to like come up at the bottom. Like,
oh my gosh. Well, thanks you guys for tuning in. We are loving recapping these shows and appreciate you listening.
Thanks for listening, guys.
This sun season, evolve your sun care with new Banana Boat 360 coverage. With advanced control mist, it's a new way to spray.
It's an all-new bottle for an all-new mist experience that smells great and it's incredibly light on your skin. Better control means coverage you can count on.
To customize your spray, tap the trigger lightly to cover targeted areas or pull the trigger fully for a long, continuous spray, ensuring long-lasting Banana Boat protection. Plus, it's refillable.
From sweat-resistant sport formula to kids SPF 50+, Banana Boat 360 coverage is a go-to in my house. I make sure to spray myself before I play outside with my kids. Shop Banana Boat 360 Mist at Walmart, Target, or Amazon.
Staying consistent is hard, but it's important if you want to see results.
Symbiotica is one of the fastest growing health and wellness companies right now, and they're one of the only brands that are committed to your health.
They only use the cleanest and purest ingredients in their formulas. No seed oils, no preservatives or toxins.
Let me walk you through my morning routine. I wake up, make my coffee, and then make sure to fill my water with Symbiotica Pure Hydration before my early morning workout. They source the best ingredients from all around the world, and I've loved every supplement I've tried so far. What's even better is that Symbiotica makes it a breeze to stay on track. With a subscription, your supplements arrive at your doorstep every month.
Ready to feel the results? Head over to Synbiotica.com and use code POD for 15% off your subscription order. You may or may not know, I am the co-owner of Vena CBD. We're committed to your health and wellness with top quality CBD products. If you struggle getting a good night's sleep like me, listen up. I started sleeping better right away when I started taking Lights Out sleep gummies before bed. The ingredients are grown in the USA and third-party lab tested. Vena guarantees satisfaction with a 30-day risk-free guarantee. Buy a get one free with code TEAPOD. That's TEAPOD at VenaCBD.com. Start your wellness journey with Vena CBD today. That's VenaCBD.com.